The Commands of the Apostles. Number 8. Lead a Virtuous Life. It is a good practice to keep aware of one's spiritual rudders. These are the priorities and perspectives that keep life's ship on course, moving straight and true, impervious to the changes of weather and winds and waves of circumstance. What are our deepest foundations? What principles and truths set the tone for our entire life's outlook? We are all lazy. The world pressures us unseen. We drift from our foundations. We need to look in the mirror periodically and ask if our hand is keeping the rudder steady. Am I moving in the direction I want to go? Am I becoming the kind of person I want to be? Is God pleased with the way I am steering my ship? What example am I setting? It is easy for Christians to deflect the personal imperative of such questions with generalizations. But spiritualizations don't grow us into Christ-like men and women. Even in reflecting on the Bible's commands, it is fearfully easy to get distracted by discussion and analysis. But what are the rudder commands, those that influence how we conduct ourselves every day, even every moment of every day? If you had to take this book and pull out two or three of its injunctions and say, "These will order my life. These fundamental commands represent my life's rudder," what commands would you choose? That's why a command such as, "Do and think toward others as you would have them behave toward you," is so fundamental to one's focus. It cuts through all the spiritualization, all doctrine, all churchiness, all dogma, all dispute, and shines a piercing light on personal conduct and character. How do I treat people through the day? Do I speak, behave, and think toward them as I want to be treated? The golden rule is profoundly a rudder command. It orients all the commands of Jesus with brilliantly focused precision. Do as you would be done by is all do. It is a command impossible to spiritualize. We can ignore it, but we cannot spiritualize it. The words leave us no place to hide. Such is the command before us today. We here encounter, in a sense, the golden rule of the apostolic commands, the preeminent command toward which all others point. Lead a virtuous life. It is all do. No spiritualization is possible. Virtue is virtue. It is goodness, kindness, generosity, selflessness, graciousness, mercy, forgiveness, gentleness, patience, grace, tolerance, humility, self-control, courtesy, sincerity, encouragement, cheerfulness, self-discipline, sensitivity, maturity, purity, wisdom. Virtue is more than sexual, moral, and ethical purity, though these are key elements of it. True virtue, however, encompasses the complete scope of character. It is surprising to learn that the primary meaning of virtue is strength, a strength similar to that of gravitational pull. Webster's Dictionary of 1828 describes virtue as strength, that substance or quality of physical bodies by which they act and produce effects on other bodies. What an amazing thing! Virtue primarily acts as an influence on others. Virtue is the gravitational pull of goodness. Following this definition, Webster adds, bravery, valor, moral goodness, the practice of moral duties, and the abstaining from vice. What is virtue but the embodiment of love? What is virtue but Christ-likeness? We are commanded not primarily to be spiritual men and women, but to live virtuous lives. We are commanded not primarily to study our Bibles, but to live virtuous lives. We are commanded not primarily to believe certain truths, but to live virtuous lives. We are commanded not primarily to share the gospel, but to live such that those around us observe and say, "There is a life of virtue, a life well lived." This is the rudder of all the commands. Live a virtuous life. Let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Philippians 1:27. Lead a life worthy of God. 1 Thessalonians 2:12. Live sober, upright, godly lives in this world. Titus 2:12. Maintain good conduct. 1 Peter 2:12. Supplement your faith with virtue. 2 Peter 1:5. From the Commands of the Apostles by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands of the Apostles and other books by Michael Phillips.